Welcome, everybody, to the Grilly Truth Sports Network. I'm your host, Mike Goodpaster, for the College Football Prediction Show, where we'll break down and pick every top 25 game in week five of the college football season against the spread. Make sure you check out BetMGM for your best bet for betting on college football this week or any week during the college football season. You can click on the link in the description of the video down below. Also, follow me at Grilling Truth on Twitter. All right, guys, we just had a great week of college football with four or five huge big-time matchups. We got great games like Notre Dame and Ohio State. We got the humbling of Coach Prime against Oregon. And now week five, not as many great games, but we're going to start off with a top 20 matchup between Utah and Oregon State, which promises to be a really good game. And how many people would have thought that we would be sitting here saying the Pac-12 is the best conference in college football when the Pac-12 has basically been dispersed all over the country and won't even exist here in a couple of years? But we're going to start off with Friday night on FS1. We've got Utah at Oregon State. Oregon State is favored by 3 points. Now, this line has ticked up more than a point from its open, which suggests there is not much faith in the Utes to pull off a road victory. Utah is 3-3 against the spread. They're 2-3 straight up as an underdog since 2021. But the Utes have won 6 of the last 7 meetings between these teams, and with or without Cam Rising, I still think Utah is the better team here. The defense is the difference on the road. And I'll tell you, when we look at the Pac-12 and all these high-quality teams with great quarterbacks, Utah may be the outlier here, because if they could survive until Rising comes back, whether it's this week or 3 weeks from now, Cam Rising is one of the best quarterbacks in college football and immediately makes them a legitimate college football playoff contender. Now, talking about college football playoff contenders, we've got the Penn State Nittany Lions at Northwestern on the Big Ten Network at noon on Saturday. Now, Penn State, for my money, is the best team in the Big Ten. Still a lot to prove here for Penn State. They haven't played any great teams yet. Iowa was a good win. West Virginia was a good win. The Lions only beat the Wildcats 17-7 last year in a turnover-plagued game in the rain. Now, Saturday's forecast is clear, and Penn State has flashed a Big Ten championship team on both sides. This is a complete team. Drew Allar is coming off a 4-touchdown performance. Now, the issue here is the points. Penn State's favored by 25.5. I think Penn State covers 25.5 in this game. I think they blow out Northwestern, because I think this is a team that is going to prove to be one of the best in the country before this season's all said and done. Next up, we talked about the humbling of Prime. Right now, this spread yesterday when I first set these was 22.5. Now it's trending up 25 to 28 points. I think that may be a little high, because I don't think USC has quite the defense that they faced in Eugene, Oregon against the Ducks. But there are a lot of issues here for Prime. And how many points will Colorado score after last week where they were held to just 6? USC scores at least 42 points every week. And even on the road, defending reigning Heisman Trophy candidate winner Caleb Williams will be an unsettling challenge for anybody, but especially a Colorado defense that has been porous so far this season. Now, the line has dropped a point down to 26. I know I got 22.5 here, so I'm going to play with the 22.5, which is what it was there. I said this will be Deion Sanders' largest spotlight game for the remainder of the regular season. I think he will take advantage of it somewhat. I think they will score in the low to mid-20s. The problem is, I think USC will score in the 50s. So I'm going to say USC wins. I'm going to say USC covers here. And I think it's going to be another humbling Saturday afternoon for Coach Prime. In the SEC, we've got the 22nd-ranked Florida Gators, who will go to Kentucky, to Bluegrass State, on ESPN at 12 o'clock Saturday to battle the Kentucky Wildcats. The Wildcats are actually favored by 3 points, which hardly ever happens. And I know, guys, that Florida will be a popular upset pick here, despite the Wildcats winning 3 of the last 5 in this series. Kentucky has not been tested yet. The Gators have grinded out victories since the season opening loss against Utah. Transfer quarterback Graham Mertz and Devin Leary are on the spot here. I think it comes down to which one can avoid the turnovers. I'm going to go ahead and stick with the home team, which should be ranked right now. Kentucky should be the ranked team in this matchup. I think the Wildcats make it 3 in a row in this series, and I think the Wildcats cover the 3 points. and get the win over Florida. And I think next week we will see the Wildcats ranked at the top 25. Next up, we've got Georgia. Georgia will play Auburn. The game is at Auburn, 3:30 CBS. Georgia is favored by 16.5. This is by far the toughest game to date for the Georgia Bulldogs, since they've really played nobody up to now. The Bulldogs are 0-4 against the spread, but this is the first time this season that number has been lower than 26.5 points. Alabama's coming off a 27-10 loss to Texas A&M, but this game is at home. Georgia has won the last six meetings dating back to the SEC championship game a few years back, and the defense makes a statement on the road. I think the Bulldogs get their first cover of the season here. I think you get like a 35-17 win. So I think Georgia will cover this spread. But that brings us to Michigan versus Nebraska. Now, Matt Rhule, big game for him here. They at least have to be competitive in this game. It has not been a great first season or a start to the first season. Now, Michigan feels like the team everybody would put on upset alert every week. They're 0-4 against the spread, much like Georgia. But their defense has allowed just two touchdowns through four games. This is the next spotlight game for Matt Rhule after the battle with Coach Prime in Colorado. Can the Huskers get the running game going early? The thing that intrigues me here, the point spread is 17.5. The Huskers average 234.8 rushing yards per game. Nebraska also leads the FBS in rushing defense, 46 yards given up a game. I don't think this is an easy out for the Wolverines here. I think Michigan wins this game something like 30-13. But I'm actually going to take Nebraska into points here with Michigan winning the game. Next up, I think we've got the most intriguing game of the weekend. That's the Kansas Jayhawks, ranked 24. I think they should be higher than that from what they've done this year. They will go to Texas to take on the number 3 ranked Longhorns. Texas is favored by 17.5 points. That is very disrespectful. I mean, it's the same spread you get in Michigan, Nebraska. And all I can say is welcome back, Kansas. The Jayhawks, for the second straight season, are ranked, which shows Lance Leopold's development of this program is here to stay. The Jayhawks ranked 12th in the FBS in rushing yards at 217.8. Kansas is 4-5-1 against the spread as an underdog the last two seasons. And the Longhorns hammered the Jayhawks 55-14 last season. But there were a lot of injuries to Kansas going into that game. This game is going to be much closer. I think Kansas will win this game. But 17.5 points is ridiculous. Take the Jayhawks and the points in this game. Next up, we've got the number 23 ranked Missouri Tigers, 13.5 point favorites at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, this game will be 4 o'clock on the SEC network. It's Vandy. Now, Missouri quarterback Brady Cook played through a knee injury against Memphis. He continues to shine, and receiver Luther Burden ranks 4th in the FBS with 503 receiving yards. That will work against a Vandy defense that allows 32.4 points per game. The last two meetings have been decided by an average of 6 points. To me, this is very clear. Missouri is favored by 13.5. I think Missouri is a much better team than they were the last 2 years. You can tell by the ranking. So I'm going to take Missouri. I'm going to give the points. That brings us to Brian Kelly, and his LSU Tigers are favored on the road by 2.5 against Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin missed a huge opportunity last week to finally beat his mentor, Nick Saban, in Alabama. And the Tigers survived a 3-point victory against Arkansas. This might seem like an easy layup to a lot of people for LSU, but the Rebels have won 3 of the last 5 meetings at Vaughn Hemingway Stadium. This is a huge SEC West showdown. And Jaden Daniels, I think, delivers in the clutch for the Tigers. I'm going to take the Tigers to cover the 2.5 points. Now, we're going to go back out west to the Pac-12. We've got Oregon against Stanford at Stanford. Oregon's favored by 26 points. Guys, Oregon's going to win this game by at least 26 points. Take the Ducks, give the 26 points. Next up, Iowa State in the Big 12 at Oklahoma. Oklahoma's favored by 20.5. Now, Oklahoma has been very kind to bettors this season. They're coming off back-to-back road games. I think home cooking is going to be great for this team against the Cyclones, who are 2-6 straight up against the Sooners, but have never lost any of those games by more than 20 points. The under is tempting at 48.5, but I think it will be more work than you think against an Iowa State defense that allows just 16.5 points per game. So I'm going to say right now, I think Oklahoma wins this game, but I'm going to take Iowa State and the 20 and a half points. Now, Notre Dame and Duke, one of the big matchups of the week. Yeah, Duke's in a big matchup. Duke's already beaten Clemson this year. A lot of that was turnovers. Clemson shooting itself in the foot. Notre Dame's coming off a very rough loss at home to Ohio State. This is an all-in game for Duke and a potential hangover spot for Notre Dame after the heartbreaking 17-14 loss to Ohio State. Riley Leonard's completion percentage has improved with each season, but he's going to have to make more game-changing throws in the air against the Irish, who bounced back with Sam Hartman on the road, I think, here. The Blue Devils are 6-1 against the spread as an underdog under Mike Elko since last season. I think Notre Dame pulls off a tight cover with a late fourth-quarter touchdown. I'm going to take Notre Dame, and I'm going to give the 5.5 points here, but this is going to be close either way you go because Duke is a quality team. We go out to the SEC and the SEC Network, 7:30 Saturday night, the South Carolina Gamecocks. We'll go to Tennessee to battle the Tennessee Volunteers. Tennessee's been kind of a disappointment this year, but they're still a double-digit favor, minus 11.5. They will be looking to avenge last year's rough 63-38 loss to the Gamecocks. It's a fun quarterback matchup between Spencer Rattler and Joe Milton, but South Carolina ranks 126th in the nation rushing offense. That's going to stress Rattler on the road, where the Vols running game will take over. Tennessee has won the last two in Knoxville by an average of 22.5. But this still seems like too many points for me. This is a solid South Carolina team. So when I look at this game, I'm going to go Tennessee to win the game, but I think they fail to cover the spread. I think they win by between 10 and 14 points. Now, next up, the demise of Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide was vastly and way too soon brought up because Alabama proved, you know, they still got the defense to hang with anybody. I think with Milroe, they've got to buy a guy who's going to be the quarterback. Do I think they're going to win a national championship? I highly doubt it, but this team is not dead. The Crimson Tide won on defense against Ole Miss. Alabama has averaged 21.7 points per game the last 3 weeks. And this is Jalen Milroe's first road start of the season, which makes this a little scary too. Mississippi State, though, has allowed 39 points per game the last 2 weeks against LSU and South Carolina. Alabama has won 16 in a row in the series, and the last five were decided by an average of 32 points or more. To me, the obvious bet here is to take Alabama, give the 14.5 points, and you're going to make a little bit of money. We're going back out to the West Coast with my Heisman favorite right now, Michael Penix. And I have picked, you know, I haven't picked once Washington's opponents to cover. And Huskies have paid off well for me, going 3-1 against the spread with an offense that averages 50 points per game. Arizona has allowed just 16 points per game and is at home, where the Wildcats are 2-7 straight up, 5-4 against the spread, as a home underdog since Jed Fish has been the head coach. Doesn't matter. Washington is the better team. Washington wins this game in the 50-21 area and covers the 17.5 point spread. That brings us to our final top 25 game, also out on the West Coast, which is a team people are overlooking. Fresno State's favored by 24.5 against the Nevada Wolfpack. Fresno State beat Nevada 41-14 last year, and the Wolfpack are one of five winless teams left in the FBS after blowing a 17-point lead against Texas State. The Bulldogs are 3-1 against the spread, and quarterback Mikey Keene has been fantastic with 12 touchdowns and just 2 interceptions. This is a conference game. They know each other fairly well. I think Fresno State covers this. It's 24.5 points. I don't like it. I wouldn't bet a lot on it. But if I had to bet, gun to my head, I'm going with Fresno State, guys. All right. That was our Week 5 college football preview show predicting all the games against the spread in the top 25. Make sure you follow us. Like, subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter at Grueling Truth. But for now, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.